Anybody waiting to hear that you have fallen will wait forever. I say it to you again. Anybody waiting to hear that your company has gone down, that you are no longer anointed, that prophetic grace is not there, they will wait forever. There is a hand that holds the believer, except you choose to jump out of that hand by yourself. Now, let me teach you something. Do you know the higher you rise, the more painful the fall? The person who is on the ground, if he just rolls to the other side, he didn't fall, he just rolled. But the more you are elevated, it becomes a fall with respect to your current distance. If somebody falls from the top of this building, you will most likely die. If someone falls, that's why there are almost no survivors in a plane crash, because of the altitude. When you have an accident with a bicycle, even a car, it's possible to have survivors. They may be injured, but they'll survive. But from the air, not even with the AIDS, all of those things, most likely they would die. That means the higher you rise, you need to not just study how results are produced, but how you continue to produce results. Are we together? It is the reason why we look up to the fathers jealously and we honor them. Do you know why? The reason is because there is something. We know how to produce results, but we don't know how to remain yet. They are the ones who will teach us how to remain. And let me teach you, if you are a young minister here, listen carefully. That you have results today does not mean you will have it in 10 years. There is a skill that the fathers have mastered through their pain, through their covenants with God, that can help them remain after 20, 30 years. And this is what you must learn. I had a vision many years ago. I was called to minister somewhere. I will not mention the name of the ministry, one of the ministries of our fathers. And when it was time for me to stand in that vision, there was no platform like this. You would stand on the pulpit in the vision. Imagine that I had to stand here. And when I stood there, it was shaking. And I was just watching. It was as if I was going to fall. And I saw them, they were just looking and smiling at me. It was as though they were not permitted to come and correct me. But there was a way I could look at them and learn how to stand. Eventually, I found out that there was a way you put your toe that you will stand. And I woke up from that vision. There is a skill to remaining. Respect people whose results have lasted. You are in business, don't rejoice over 1 year profit. Find somebody who has had 15 years with different governments, 15 years with different people, and learn. What does it take to remain when governments change? What does it take to remain when all kinds, there's something you can learn. I pray for you, whatever wants to abort your result, attracting the nations to see God in your life, and then you just fall like a pack of cards. May my God deliver you from it. Yeah.